Brought to you by the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. Better sound is important, which is why, with 30% greater noise reduction than conventional aviation headsets, the A20 lets you hear more of what you need to hear, so you can focus on what matters, flying. And by XMWX Satellite Weather. Onboard nationwide radar, lightning, winds, and so much more. XMWX Satellite Weather gives you the full perspective on the weather on any compatible device you choose. Come see the latest at AOPA Summit, booth 922, or visit xmwxweather.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AOPA Summit in Fort Worth, Texas. The Shannon aircraft has been in the well-known in the modification industry for a number of years, and now they've come out with a new engine program, and I'm with Scott Erickson of DeShannon, who's going to tell us a little bit about it. Scott, this is kind of a new departure for DeShannon, kind of interesting from looking at the sales material. Tell us something about it.
Really appreciate you coming by, Paul. We're very grateful and humbled to be able to assemble a team down in Race City, USA, which is really where NASCAR is based, within about a mile of our shop, and where we're building our power plants up and doing the overhauls. Every race team is located in that circuit, so we have brought together some serious manpower. We've been able to get the equipment going in very short order and get all new tooling, and we've just finished our fourth engine. We started on May 1st, and here it is, the 11th of October, and we're now taking orders here at the show, and I have to tell you, we're very excited because the Beechcraft fleet really needs a performance engine. Whether it's a Bonanza, whether it's a Baron, Debonair, they simply need a performance engine, and we're trying to provide that to them.
It's called the Genesis engine, and what does that mean?
The reason we call it the Genesis engine, because it's a whole new beginning, really it is. We're starting over by saying, let's do what we know can be done to these engines, and then let's certify those changes, which we don't know of anybody else that's doing that presently. And then also, let's be transparent about what we're doing to the engine, and let's be transparent about the horsepower that's being produced by the engine. So we had a custom dyno made, and that dyno is a pretty large piece of equipment, and the engine runs on that as it has to legally before it's delivered to the end user. And that dyno report is always given to the end user, so they have an actual printout, basically a birth certificate, and everything that's happened since the engine was built. So it's nice to be able to get that in their hands. And there's one more thing I think it's important here. When we provide an engine to someone, we have a requirement, and the requirement is if you do not have an engine analyzer with logging capabilities, we simply cannot sell you one of our power plants, because we're going to offer a very long warranty, and because of that, we need to have real information that we can go on, not opinions, not guesstimations. And if that engine analyzing equipment can be downloaded twice a year, which it will have to keep the warranty valid, we'll take that information and have our technical team look at that and see if the owner, we believe, is operating the engine properly. If not, we'll give them a few gentle suggestions, possibly even bring one of our pilots out there and give them some guidance if need be. But we're not here to do anything but support and serve the end user.
What will the warranty be?
It'll be 5 years or 1,900 hours, whichever comes first. And in most cases, of course, that's 5 years.
And what are some of the things that you do to the Genesis engine? Does this apply to 520 and 550s?
We actually are now just about to receive the approval, which is an engine approval, to take a 520 and put the necessary parts into that engine to call it an IO-550B and for the data plate to reflect that. Now, the IO-550B we're taking in right now, and we're doing a specialty overhaul. Very shortly, we'll be making an announcement about some of the changes that we make. We don't want to give everything out there to the public, because we want to keep some of the stuff to our own company so we can have a competitive edge. But at the same time, we want to be as transparent as we can about what we're doing, because we have to anyway. To submit it to the FAA, we have to make that public record.
Well, would you call this a new engine, or is it an overhaul to an existing engine, or can it be either?
I apologize for not clarifying that. You're right. It actually is an overhaul to an existing engine. And the work that we're doing to the engine, what's very important here is we're putting in about 40 extra hours into the machining of the engine. And that is for not only reliability, but that's for performance. We have also put quite a bit into the balancing and the porting of the engine, and we've acquired all the equipment necessary to do almost all of the work in-house. And the reason that we thought that was important is because we want the end user to know that we take it very seriously, that any work that was done to their engine, we were involved in. We don't feel comfortable having other people do work to the crankshaft. We don't feel other people working on the crankcase is a good idea. We want to do all of that work in-house so that we can stand behind the product and stand by behind it very confidently.
And what kind of costs are we talking about here?
Actually, right off the bat here, we've been offering some very, very favorable prices. If you look at a factory rebuild, say a Continental, because we don't work with Lycomings at this point, the Continental engines from the factory, I think a factory rebuild is somewhere in the range of about $32,000, $33,000 before any kind of core upgrade for a 520. Well, that's where we are. And what we do is we sell our engine. It's mandatory. We sell it with our baffle cooling kit. So if a 520 is, say, $32,000 or $33,000, it ends up being $35,000 from us because we don't sell it without that proper cooling kit. And here's what we're very humbled by. Continental sends clients to us all the time. We're very grateful for that and very humbled by that. So they believe in our baffling kit. They've seen what it's been able to do for the engines they provided to the industry, and now we're going to provide it to the industry as well. But we can't put an engine out there and offer a five-year warranty unless we know that it's got a good cooling kit.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. Please keep your eyes open because we've got a lot of performance products that have come right from NASCAR. They just designed a new set of high-performance exhaust for the Bonanza, and we're just getting into development stages in SolidWorks for the Baron high-performance exhaust as well.
We should mention the website before we go. How do they get in contact with you, Shannon?
That is D as in Delta, dash, like a hyphen, the name Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, another dash or a hyphen, and aviation.com. So it's D-Shannon-Aviation.com.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Paul Bertarelli reporting from AOPA Summit at Fort Worth, Texas. Thanks for listening.